News with Fiona MacDonald. The climate summit in Brazil has closed with a commitment to triple adaptation funding for developing countries, but there was no explicit mention of the fossil fuels that drive climate change. A bitter row saw oil-rich nations led by Saudi Arabia overcome more than 80 countries that wanted a deal advancing previous commitments to transition away from oil, coal and gas. Our climate editor Justin Rowlatt reports from Belém.
We watched grim-faced negotiators trooping into the final plenary. That's the meeting of all the delegates where the deal is ratified. The Brazilian hosts had said they wanted this summit to agree ambitious roadmaps to phasing out fossil fuels and ending deforestation. But the words fossil fuels never made it into the final text, and there is only one mention of deforestation. In short, it is a bitter disappointment for those who want ambitious climate action.
President Trump has said his 28-point plan to end the Russia-Ukraine war is not his final offer to Ukraine. Ukraine's European allies have expressed reservations about the draft plan, saying it will require additional work. Sean Dilley is at the White House.
Very slowly and diplomatically, European leaders, particularly those in Britain, France and Germany, they're slowly, not massively ramping up the volume, but they're just increasing it slightly so that, while hopefully not irritating President Trump, they're making it clear that Europe has a security interest in a deal being done. But what is certain, that deadline that was supposed to be of next week, that's gone, that's dissolved. Because what's happening now with this meeting in Geneva is the start and the opening of a new global diplomatic negotiation.
The Niger state in Nigeria has closed its educational institutions following Friday's mass abduction of more than 300 children and staff from a Catholic boarding school. The governor's office said the closures affected missionary and Islamic schools as well as federal colleges. The kidnappers are likely to be gangs seeking to extort ransoms. A gold pocket watch recovered from the wreck of the Titanic is sold at auction in England for $2.3 million. It's thought to be the highest price for a piece of memorabilia from the ship. The watch was recovered from passenger Isidore Strauss and kept by his family for more than a century. Lucy Atchison has the details.
The 18-carat gold pocket watch was owned by Isidore Strauss, one of the only first-class passengers who died when the Titanic sank in 1912. He'd been offered a place in a lifeboat but refused to leave while other men remained aboard. His wife Ida chose to stay with him. Mr. and Mrs. Strauss were last seen sitting together on deck chairs, a moment later depicted in James Cameron's 1997 blockbuster as the couple holding each other while the ship went down.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC in London. The former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has been transferred to police custody after the Supreme Court determined that he was trying to escape house arrest. Mr. Bolsonaro told the authorities he had tried to open his ankle monitor with a soldering iron, but denied he wanted to remove it. In September, the former president was sentenced to 27 years for plotting a coup to try to remain in power. The military in the Democratic Republic of Congo says it's arrested several senior officers, including army generals, for what they call acts that threaten state security. A military spokesman said the officers were being held for further investigation, but gave no details of the allegations. They've been placed under house arrest. Several international airlines have cancelled flights to and from Venezuela, a day after the US aviation regulator warned of dangers from heightened military activity amid a build-up of American forces. The Venezuelan Airlines Association confirmed the cancellations, but did not specify how long the flight suspensions would last. The Spanish footballing giants Barcelona have won the inaugural match in their newly renovated Camp Nou stadium after playing elsewhere for more than 2 years. They beat Athletic Bilbao 4-0. Robert Lewandowski, the FC Barcelona forward, spoke after the win.
Today was a special day, not only for me but for everyone. And because of this, I'm very happy that I could score the first goal, that we had come back to Camp Nou. And I have so many experience to play in different stadiums, but here is something special. And because of this also, I'm very, very proud of myself and also of the team, because we did great job today and we won. And I think this first goal for me is still something that I'm going to remember for forever.
Their stadium is still undergoing repairs. BBC News.